Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. It's your boy Ramiz, and I'm going to be going solo today. Usually we have my duels with Hottis, but duty calls, and he is unfortunately busy. But don't worry, I'm going to be going solo. I know we've had our solo pause before, and hopefully I've done enough to entertain you guys, and hopefully I'll be able to do the same in this six-game slate that we have for you on Wednesday. Which is surprisingly small, because usually, I want to say there's always a much more variety of games. But it looks like on Wednesday it's only going to be six games. But we got some great games, I want to say. I mean, I think Toronto-Dallas is going to be a high-scoring game. You got, of course, Pelicans-Indiana. Definitely going to be an interesting, entertaining game, I would say. And then you got the two heavy hitters that are at 9 p.m. and 10 p.m., which is Sacramento versus Denver. Sabonis versus Jokic is always entertaining, and of course Lakers and Clippers, which battle of LA, when is it not interesting? I think in terms of injuries, Anthony Davis, LeBron James are questionable, but they should play. I'd be surprised if they didn't. De'Aaron Fox is questionable. Karl-Anthony Towns was out for today's game due to personal reasons, so may or may not play. I think that's something you got to keep up on tabs, and of course with the Sports Ethos Pass, that's the best way to keep on tabs with injuries, and it only costs $5, something that you guys are definitely missing out on. You got Paul George, who is out for this matchup against the Lakers, unfortunately. And you got CJ McCollum also out, I think sustained an injury against the Heat. You have Jakob Poeltl, who is questionable. I think those are the main ones. In terms of Bet365's over under predictions, to give you a few highlights of what we have: Dallas and Toronto, of course, the highest scoring one as so far. Indiana and Pelicans don't have an over under yet, but Dallas and Toronto does have theirs at 242, which is the highest among the six. Clippers and Lakers are actually have a high over under as well, 236.5, and then the low scoring ones, you got Memphis and Minnesota at 215, and Cavs and Bulls at 219. Sacramento, Denver, around in the middle. But enough of that. Let's go straight into it. As usual, I like to do it by positions because that's kind of how the format of DraftKings is. And starting off at the point guard spot, I'm going with Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes is a player who's kind of getting back into form. I want to say to what he was, kind of the reason why he was selected to be an All-Star. And against Dallas, I don't think that will be a difficult team in terms of defending. Of course, they do have some solid, I want to say a solid rim protector in Daniel Gafford. I'm not going to say he's, you know, one of the best defensive centers, but he can definitely get a lot of blocks. But especially when it comes to these high-scoring games like Indiana, Atlanta, and Brooklyn, I think this game is also going to be another one of those high-scoring ones, and he should be active. Of course, coming off a triple-double game with 5 blocks against Indiana, I think he will be able to still get a lot. I still think he's going to get a lot more buckets in this type of matchup, because I think defensive-wise, like I said, I don't think there's going to be a lot of defense. It's going to be more so offense. And even in terms of the pieces that Dallas has acquired in a PG Washington, Danny Gafford, I don't think they'll have that much of an impact on stopping a player at the level of a Scottie Barnes. Mid-tier wise, I went with Ayo Dosunmu. This is a player who's been playing some solid basketball. Before I keep on going on with my picks, I do want to mention that, like I said, this is a six-game slate. There were a good amount of games on Tuesday. So some teams may be playing on a back-to-back, and I think the Bulls are one of them as well. But Ayo Dosunmu at 5,500, he's a player who has been playing today. I don't have been keeping too track, but he has been playing a lot of minutes as well. I know in the past games, past two games against Pelicans in Boston, he's averaged 40 minutes. He's been getting 15 shots, had 44 DK fantasy points, 38 in the game against Boston. Just been really active, had 8 assists in back-to-back games. Like I said, I don't know his stats in this matchup against Detroit. I do know they're down, but once again, like a player who gets this much opportunity, gets this shot attempts, it's a good sign. And as long as because at 5,500, I don't think you're losing a lot when you go for a player like him. I think you have a lot more to gain than you have to lose in this situation. So therefore, I really like this pick. And then budget wise, I decided to go with Terrence Mann at 4,400. Of course, with Paul George's injury, I think Terrence Mann is. I'm not gonna say Terrence Mann is gonna get his shot attempts, but Terrence Mann has definitely been much more active. I think is the better word to use. He's kind of has had a lot more responsibility, and he's been doing pretty solid. He's been able to get you all the stats that he's been able to do, able to hit your 3-point shots, and kind of just do what he's been asked to do. I mean, have some rebounds, have some assists. And at 4,400, I think it's a pretty solid price to go for, knowing that he is going to get a ton of minutes in a game that's probably going to be competitive like this one. Of course, the game against Memphis, he had a really solid game, had 17 shot attempts, but I don't think you would expect that against the Lakers team. But overall, if he can have an impact in like multiple other facets of the game, I think you should expect a solid night from him. And that about wraps up my point guards. I do have another honorable mention who... I'm probably going to shout out two highs because it's his favorite player, but it's James Harden. James Harden, another player who I'm going to be looking at and adding on a few slates. And that is mainly due to the fact that at 8,400, he's not too expensive. I don't think he will have a lot of ownership unless people are thinking with the same mindset that James Harden is out and you're going to need someone to step up in terms of shot attempts. And maybe you're thinking it's going to be a Powell or it's going to be... maybe you a Westbrook, but I think James Harden in this type of matchup, you're going to have to expect him to have a lot more responsibility in being aggressive and not just kind of doing his things and getting everyone involved, because at some point it's going to come down to him and Kawhi being able to trade buckets. And I know he's been inefficient, I want to say, in the past few games without Paul George, but I guess that's what I like about this pick. I mean, it's kind of one of those picks where it's going to catch people lacking, and you know, you think he might not perform to expectations, but he will probably outperform them, especially because they have been on a, I want to say, like, bad streak. Like, they're still winning games, but they've, two out of the last three games against OKC and Sacramento especially, they've got blown out pretty badly. So I think Harden, you should expect a big night from him in terms of impact. Moving on to shooting guards, and this one I didn't go for a high spend up pick. I did take a look at the options, and of course they're really enticing options, but I did tend to spend my money elsewhere. And that was with, for shooting guard anyways, I went with mid-tier area, and that was Benedict Mathurin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's been a long time in the season, I still haven't been able to pronounce it right. But at 6,200, it's had great games back-to-back, and like I said about Scotty playing these opponents that are going to be high scoring games, Indiana, of course, I think every game they play is most likely going to be a high scoring game. But in general, I think this is kind of showing the responsibility that he has now ever since they've traded a Buddy Hield. I mean, Buddy Hield was some guy who would get a lot of shot attempts as well and kind of just have some free will to just get some buckets on the board. But losing him has been a huge blow for this Indiana team, I want to say. And Ben Mathurin has been the one person who has needed to step up, and after All-Star break, after winning the rookie sophomores tournament or whatever you want to call it, I guess he's the rising stars MVP, he was. So ever since that, he's been having a lot more shot attempts definitely on the board, 14 attempts I want to say on average in the last three games, and in general playing around 35-36 minutes each game, getting you rebounds, getting you assists, and especially in that last game getting you a 34 points. And of course, I think you can expect that on a continued basis, because I mean, from this is nothing that I don't know if the injury reports tell you, but like Tyrese Haliburton does look like he's playing with an injury, and you're hoping that, I guess, Benjamin Thurn continues to play with this flow, so therefore he doesn't have to take on a huge load. So that's one of my picks in the shooting guard range. I did really like a lot of the mid-tier area players. Probably my choice of selections, I think we're just amazing here. I'm another guy I'm going to mention now is Trey Murphy the third. Obviously I've gone for this player a lot, and I think it makes sense. I mean, at 5,700, we all know he's a player who can kind of have these great games, who can go 30 plus. And I just think in the situation, right, with the Pelicans, of course, I mentioned CJ McCollum is out, but Jose Alvarado is also out, and Dyson Daniels is also out. So therefore, your point guards come down to Jordan Hawkins. And I think they had two players called up from their G League team to their regular team. I don't know if they're going to get minutes. I don't really know a lot about them. So I think this might be a situation where maybe you see a point Ingram or a point Zion. And therefore, Trey Murphy III, as a guy who's a floor spacer, I think you're going to expect him to be the one to slide in the starting spot. So this is why I'm kind of going for this pick at 5,700. Ingram was an enticing player, but I do think he tweaked his ankle. I think he came back though, which is a good sign. But we're playing on the back-to-back. I would expect these young guys to have the more energy than, the stars. So Trey Murphy III, 5,700, one of my favorite picks. And last but not least, of course, we're gonna go back to some Raptors bias, and we're gonna go with Grady Dick at 3,800. This is a player who's been playing some solid basketball, which is good to see as a Raptors fan. Back-to-back 18-point games in this last one. Had a few rebounds, was really efficient from the field, and that's just really good signs. And I think as you continue to be fair, I mean, it looks like, of course, he's not getting that starting spot over Trent, but he's been able to, on a consistent basis, get around 20 to 22 minutes, and that's a good sign to see. And he's been efficient, he's been consistent. And you're expecting in this game against Dallas, I think you'll definitely have some play as well to sort of have an impact. And at 3,800, I think this is a pretty solid price, a pretty safe price where you can kind of go for. And it's also the price where you like, because it allows you to spend for those higher up stars, especially if you want to go for the routes of the Jokic or Luka, these expensive players at 12,000 or I think 11,800 for Jokic or 700. If you want to go for these players, you're going to need some budget players like a Grady Dick. Moving on to small forwards, before I do that, I do want to mention what I was talking about previously, which was the NBA DFS Pass, which you can get for $5 per month. This is when you get DFS delivery, you get the pick'ems daily, and Discord access to pros. And this is like what I told you guys before. If you want to keep up with injuries, this is one of the best passes to go for. Before kickoff, let's say kickoff, sorry, I'm also a footy fan. But before tip-off, this is just a great opportunity to see which injuries are happening. Therefore, you can update your lineups, make sure you're not going for no players that are, well, not going to be playing, right? Great pass, great value, and easy way to get you some good money. All right, moving on to small forwards. This was one of the easiest choices, I want to say, of picking my slate. And that was Kawhi Leonard at 8,700. No Paul George. He's definitely the main scorer, and especially in this matchup, I'm also kind of rooting for a good game. So I think this is a game where Kawhi is definitely going to be needed to show out. I mean, they're playing at home, but we all know it's going to be majority Lakers fans. So Kawhi is going to have to kind of go deep in his bag, which he can do. I mean, he's been really healthy this season. And of course, he has struggled, I want to say, on towards his back end so far of the season. But we all know that he had that run where he was going on an insane, efficient run. And I think he's still very well capable of doing that. Of course, against his Lakers team, it's going to be difficult. But with Kawhi, we know he's going to get the shot attempts. We know he's going to get the usage. And he's been also been able to average like 8 rebounds, I want to say, in the past 2 games in the absence of Paul George. So yeah, a huge reliance on him to kind of perform. And I'm expecting that to happen against this Lakers team. Mid-tier wise, mentioned Trey Murphy III as shooting guard. And I'm going to message another, I don't know if he's considered young, but he's like 25. But Herb Jones for the Pelicans. Another guy who I'm expecting to have a huge impact against this Indiana team. I think he's perfectly slotted. I think the Pelicans are perfectly slotted to final face this Indiana team, especially in the situation that they are in. But Herb Jones at 5,700, kind of just, I mean, not 5,700, 5,900. Kind of what I said about Trey Murphy III, I expect these guys to kind of be able to put on a full effort and at least like kind of be able to play your game. And Herb Jones, I think, will have a much more, what's the word, motivated type game as well, because you're going against Tyrese Haliburton, as you're pretty sure he'll be the main defender, or if not a Siakam. And I think as a defender, that nothing more motivates you than guarding the best players. And I think he takes pride in that. So Herb Jones, sorry, I'm just reading his full name, but Herb Jones is definitely someone who is definitely going to have on some of my slates. And then last but not least, my budget pick. And what can I say? I just like the budget players on my Raptors team because I'm going for Shai Ogbaji at 3,700. I was going to go for Bruce Brown at 4,000, who honestly I don't think would still be a bad pick at his price range, which is only 4,000. But of course, we know he's hasn't been able to do much even at the times where he's gotten like 20 to 25 minutes. I want to say he's still been only be able to get 22 DK fantasy points around that, which is, like I said, 4,000. I think you can still get some great upside from him. But I went for Ogbaji mainly because I've seen some consistency and I've seen, like, I guess more aggressiveness. And I think even in this matchup, because of his defensive ability and because of his ability to at least space the floor much better than I would say Bruce Brown, I think he might get more game time. Of course, these are things that, you know, kind of just happen in game. You can't really tell who's going to get more minutes. But at 3,700, he's a player who on back-to-back games has been able to get you around 20 DK fantasy points, which at 3,700, great price to get this type of value. And like I said, go for these smaller players. It allows you to go for players like Jokic and Luka. Moving on to power forwards, I'm going to be going with Zion Williamson. Of course, I mentioned earlier that CJ McCollum, Dyson Daniels, and Jose Alvarado, all three are out. And therefore, there has been some point Zion. Actually, not some point Zion. There has been a whole lot of points Zion, I want to say. He's got an 11 assists last game against Chicago. I mean, I'm going to just tell you his assist numbers for his past few games. I mean, 11 against Chicago, 7 against Miami, 9 against Houston, 8 against Washington. We can go a bit farther back. He had 10 against the Clippers. I mean, he's been really great in terms of distributing. And I think that's kind of the play that they've been having because, of course, when Zion has the ball, that's been he's been his best player. And he's been on some insane runs. He's been averaging in the past four games around like 49 to 50 DK fantasy points. And I just really think he's been on an aggressive run. I think Indiana is another game who I'll like my chances of going for Zion at 8,300 because I really think he'll be able to get around that same range. Of course, you're not going to expect a lot of defense in this matchup. And I think in transition as well, where Zion thrives, I think this would be an absolutely insane potential game from a Zion Williamson. Next up, my mid-tier pick. I'm going for Aaron Gordon at 6,000. I usually don't go for an Aaron Gordon, but of course in the six-game slate, you got to pick your options wisely. And I think Aaron Gordon is an enticing pick. Hasn't been performing too great in these past few games. And last time he did perform amazingly well was against Sacramento, where he attempted 15 shots, 8 free throws, had a 25-point, 15-rebound game. Obviously, I would love for him to have that type of game again, but in general, I just think Aaron Gordon's game doesn't really need to rely on him scoring a lot of points, but his impact in other attributes as well. I mean, the last game against Golden State, for example, he had 3 steals. So if he can have another game like where he's impacting the game and the other stats of the game of basketball and steals, blocks, I think you're still going to expect a solid night from Aaron Gordon at 6,000. And last but not least, I don't have a budget player for this. I guess this is another mid-tier player, but I'm going with Naz Reid at 5,500. One of the players who I guess also might be a bit more situational, but this is in case of Conte Towns decides not to play again. I think you could expect Naz Reid to be taking the starting position or Kyle Anderson, but I still think Naz Reid would still get a good ton of minutes because he's kind of their sixth man, if I'm not mistaken, and just is able to play with a Rudy Gobert or a Conte Towns. So I think he's a really nice option to go for, especially in the case that this Memphis team is going to be too good. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if Conte Towns dealing with that personal matter decided to also miss out on the game against Memphis. I think that's also where Naz Reid just kind of gets that opportunity from. Last but not least, this, of course, this was a quick pod of six game slate going solo. But moving on to centers, and I was thinking about it. I was really thinking about going for someone like a Jokic or Sabonis, but I ended up going for Anthony Davis as my upper tier player. I really think Anthony Davis is going to play, and I really think he's going to have a monster night. Of course, sometimes he can have some difficulties against a Zubac, but on sometimes he can have those monster nights, and I think he'll be able to do that against this Clippers team, especially in the pick and rolls where they're most likely going to target, I guess, not really target, I don't think that's the right word, but mainly, I guess, take advantage of Anthony Davis's speed compared to a Zubac. Of course, Anthony Davis has lost a step, but comparing to the other big men, he's still much quicker. And especially because the way I look at it, I think this game will be one of those games where you rely on him a lot more, because the centers, the difference between Anthony Davis and Christian Wood or Jackson Hayes is so huge. It's absolutely insane. I think it's a huge, huge drop-offs. And of course, there's a lot of drop-offs in this league, but that is, I think, probably among the biggest when it comes to your backup position. I mean, especially in that match against Phoenix, he played 42 minutes out of the 48. So I think, once again, this will be a game where you expect Anthony Davis to suit up for a lot of minutes once again. Mid-tier, I decided to go with Miles Turner at 6,700. This is a player who I think has been playing some solid, he has been playing some solid basketball. He's been having some great scoring games and some, getting you his, I want to say solid stat lines. He's been able to get you like around 15 points, get you double digit rebounds, which is surprising for Miles Turner because he doesn't usually get a lot of rebounds, but two times out of the last three games, of course, it was against Detroit and Toronto, he's gotten 11 rebounds. But I think in this game against the Pelicans, I think you're expecting him to have a huge paint presence at least, due to the fact that Jonas Valanciunas operates in the paint, but also because of the Zion and Ingram probably going to be attacking. So I think Miles Turner will have another opportunity to have a great night to kind of do his thing. They haven't played before, so this is going to be an interesting matchup between the two teams as well. But in I would say that Miles Turner has a great chance of kind of having the similar nights as long as he performs as efficient as he has been. Shooting wise, he hasn't been that solid, but I mean, three point field goal wise, he hasn't been that solid. But overall, he's been able to hit around like 60%. Some games, he had like 91% for the free throw line against Dallas, which was insane. So I guess this game, I feel like he's going to be having another active night. A bit cheaper than him, I went with Zubac, another mid-tier player. 5,600, I know I mentioned Anthony Davis kind of taking advantage, but I think Zubac still will have a solid game, mainly because him feeding off of James Harden and is playing off him. And we know Zubac, one of the best lob catchers, we know he's one of the most efficient post-hook shooters. I don't even know if that's a phrase. But I'm just going to think that Zubac mainly is going to kind of feed off Harden, giving him these easy passes, or it's Kawhi, because I think the Lakers defenders will struggle with these types of players, whether it's a D'Angelo Russell or maybe a Rui Hachimura or a Torian Prince regarding these players. And I think because Anthony Davis is going to have to be that help defender in some occasions, I think it will allow for Zubac to get some easy buckets and kind of just do, you know, get you a lot of easy buckets. And in terms of rebounding, AD is going to be a problem, but Zubac does have the height advantage, especially if the Lakers players start off rough, then I think you can expect Zubac to get a lot of rebounds. And lastly, my budget pick, I decided to go with Jalen Smith for the Pacers. I guess I'm going for two Indiana Pacers centers, but Jalen Smith, just a player who has been locking up some backup bench minutes. I think it's also due to the fact that he's been able to space the floor. Not too crazy, but he's been able to hit the three ball, which I don't think Isaiah Jackson has been able to do at a good rate. And of course, some games Isaiah Jackson will play, but of course, As of now, it has been Jalen Smith, and he's been able to shoot you 20 DK fantasy points in games he comes off, even in the games where he had like 14 minutes against Toronto. He had 21 DK fantasy points just on 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block stat line. So you're just hoping in this case that you can kind of be that backup bench and kind of just have that same sort of impact and get around that value. I think you're getting exactly what you're looking for in Jalen Smith. That about wraps up our slate. I don't think that was too long. I think it was around 25 minutes, so that's a pretty solid time. And I think it's the right time to let you guys off with, of course, this NBA Fantasy Pass, which you can get for $6 per month, pardon me. Daily streams, recaps of the top lines of the night, and Discord access to the pros. And up, you can also get the All-Star Pack, which is only $2 more, and it includes the NFL and the MLB, which I think is an amazing value package to win you some huge buckets of money. But once again, that about wraps up the six-game slate. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, you can always hit me up at Twitter at too nice, spelled TO0_nice_, and we can talk hoops or footy. I'm a fan of both. And yep, that would be a huge, amazing thing to do if you guys would like to. But in that, I'm gonna catch you guys this upcoming Friday slate, because I'm gonna be talking about that with my boy Kenny. But anyways, I'm gonna catch you guys later. Hope y'all have a great night or good morning, and with some big money. Goodbye.